I start?
You can start. 欢迎大家。
Okay, 欢迎大家来到今天的课堂。我们非常高兴再一次邀请到了Uttama Mataji 和 Partha Prabhu, 从非常遥远的加拿大给我们来分享今天的这个课程。非常感谢大家的聆听。Okay?
Hare Krishna.
Today we'd like
to talk about the subject of emotions and also specifically emotions in conflict and challenges.
那我们今天呢要讲一下这个情感的问题，主要是在这个挑战和这种冲突的这种情境下面的这种感情问题。
In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada describes howemotions such as affection are a symptom of life.
那么在圣典佛教法坛第一篇，释迦牟尼曾经在一段要旨当中说到呢，他说呢，爱的表达其实是生命的一个真相。
And he also described that even emotions like anger and all these different feelings we experience, he said they cannot be annihilated.
那么他也曾经说过，其实像愤怒啊，或者说其他的一些那种情绪，也不是非常容易消除的。
But rather than annihilating our emotions, they have to be dovetailed and utilized in the service of the Lord in devotional service.
那么一个人的这种情感或者说情绪，它不是那么简单的就可以把它清除掉的，而我们要做的就是要把这个情感和这种情绪给它和 Krishna 对 Krishna 做奉献服务给它契合起来，把它转化成为一种服务的途径。
So we can understand from studying the pastimes of Krishna and specifically by studying nectar devotion, we can understand all the great variety of emotions that are there in pure devotional service.
那我们当我们看到 Krishna 的逍遥时光，特别是在奉爱的甘露当中，我们就可以看到，其实，在纯粹的这个奉爱服务的过程当中，是有非常丰富的情感表达的。
We see how Mother Yashoda, she would be overwhelmed with the emotion.Of affection for Krishna.
会看到亚修达妈妈对 Krishna 充满了这么多的这种疼爱的情感。
And even one time when Krishna had left Vrindavan, he simply saw his walking stick, and it evoked so much emotion within her. It's described she started rolling on the ground in ecstasy.
那么有一次当亚修达妈妈她在地上看到了Krishna, 她 Krishna 已经去了森林了，然后她把她的那个带在身上的那个小棍子落下了，那么在地上呢亚修达妈妈看见了之后，她立刻就陷入到狂喜之中，以至于欣喜若狂的在地上打起滚来。
And we can even see how in the spiritual realm sometimes anger is manifest.
有的时候我们甚至在灵性的这个空间当中，灵性世界我们也会看到这种愤怒的表达。
So it's described that sometimes the gopis or sometimes even the queens in Dwarka would rebuke Krishna with a little bit of anger.
有时候我们也会看到那些 gopi 牧牛姑娘们，还有在 Dwarka 的这些王后们，他们呢也会怒气冲冲的就是斥责 Krishna.
It's described that Krishna, he enjoys that emotional exchange with his devotees even more than hearing Brahmanas recite the Vedas.
就是然后就说到了 Krishna, 他是非常喜欢跟他的亲爱的奉献者之间的这种丰富的感情交流的远远的超过了就是当那些婆罗门向他去诵念那个祷文的时候，他的那种喜悦的感受。
Remember this next time I get mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
freeze.
Oh, froze?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh.
Are we okay now? You know what?
I'll just
take a second. I'm going to reduce the quality of our video. And
okay, so that flows better.
Video options. Two up.
Project 他说他要把那个画质稍微改变一下，给他画质给他减低一点。那这样的话，这个传输的质量可能会好一些。It's
okay. There's no option.
There's no option
yeah,
for
manage.
That here. Okay.
There is an option. There is an option in Zoom. So
okay.
Anyway, we're describing how Krishna, he enjoys it actually when his devotees become angry with him. Like Radharani.
I was asking my husband if he enjoys it when I get angry at him.
刚才马太基就是说呢，当我对你，就他对他的丈夫说，当我跟你生气的时候，你享受吗？
So in the spiritual realm, everything is in the quality of Shuddhasattva, pure goodness, unalloyed pure devotion.
那么在这个灵性的这个空间里面的话，所有的这种感情其实都是基于一种纯粹的善良心态。And
that's what we are all aspiring for, is to come to that pure mode of goodness and enter into the spiritual realm.
其实这也是我们的心愿，我们都希望能够进入到这种纯粹的善良形态的这个状态，然后我们就可以回归灵性世界。
And so sadhana bhakti means to engage in the process of devotional service and practice to come out of the modes of material nature, out of passion and ignorance, come to goodness and then to pure goodness.
那这个sadhana我们规范修习呢，它就可以帮助我们通过持续不断的灵修，然后我们就可以从这个激情或者情欲形态还有愚昧形态中摆脱出来。 上升到善良形态，然后再从善良形态呢，到达纯粹的善良形态。And
so the emotions we have in this material world, again, they are contaminated by the most material nature.
我们在这个物质世界的所有的这个感情都会受到这种物质自然性的影响，物质自然能量的影响。And
it's described how in Kali Yuga, Through the influence of this age, we lose our finer sentiments.
那么在这个卡利年代呢，我们就是因为受到这种物质能量的这种很深的影响，所以使我们的这种情感就没有那么的细腻了。And
it's very interesting in the study of linguistics. Over the last several hundred years, especially, it's been found that the number of words that are used to describe emotions has been very much reduced.
那么如果从语言学的发展来说的话，也可以发现这样的一个现象，尤其是在近几百年的这个时段当中呢，从语言的这个发展来说，去表达那种丰富的情感的那个词汇是越来越少的。
And specifically in very recent times, the words for expressing negative emotions are used much more than for expressing positive emotions.
就是那种发泄负面情绪的，描述负面情绪的那些词语，要使用的这个频率要远远的高于那些表达正面积极情绪的词。
I don't know about China, but in English, generally, especially young people, if something is very good, they say, oh, that is very wicked.
Wicked. 就是在我们中文就不知道是怎么样了，但是在英文里的话呢，它是有这么的一个说法。如果一件事情其实是特别妙、特别好的，他们就用wicked的这种词，就相当于我们中文说的邪乎。 那个邪不也是一个负面的一个词语吗？一个反面的一个词语，但是他会用这个词，这样类似于这样词语，wicked的这种邪乎劲儿那种词来表达一件其实一件非常好的事情。So
in spiritual life, it's very important that we understand emotion and its purpose.
那么从灵性的这个角度来说的话呢，那我们也很我们也非常有必要去了解这个情感的这个内涵以及它的这种表达的方式。
The word emotion in its Greek root actually meant to set something in emotion.
In motion.
Yeah. 那这里就涉及到英文的这个词语的一个就是它的词源。那中文很简单，我们就是说是情感，但是英文里那个 emotion 呢，它有一个希腊语的这个词根叫做 motion， 那其实就是动的意思啊。所以我们中文里也有点类似，就是说我们说动感情，就是说它动起来了。
So these different feelings that we experience, they're like different gauges on a car that are telling you some information that are supposed to give you some guidance.
就是说呢，我们其实感受到的这种不同的这种感情，或者说情感也好，情绪也好，就好像是车上的这么一个这个表针一样的，它是可以告诉你你可以其实可以传达出一些潜藏着的内在的一些信息。
So, like the emotion of pain, that's a message.
比如说呢，你的感情如果是很痛苦的话，其实它就传达了一种信息啊，伤心、悲伤就代表着痛苦。
Day before yesterday, I got a nail went into my hand.
Oh, a nail? How does it get stuck in your hand?
I was lifting something, had a nail sticking out, and the nail went into my hand.
Oh, okay. 就是我前两天干活的时候呢，有一个钉子，就是不小心就扎到我的那个手掌里面了。
So there's the emotion of pain. It's telling me, pay attention, fix this.
所以呢，我当时就感觉到那个手掌非常的疼痛，所以他就传达了一个信息，告诉我说，你得赶紧把它处理一下，让它愈合。
So I clean the wound and I cover the wound and take care of it.
所以呢，我就把伤口清洗了一下，然后把它包扎了一下。
If I ignored that feeling, then that cut might get infected.
那如果说呢，我虽然有这种痛苦的这种感受，但是呢，我却不去管它的话，那我这个手可能这个伤口就愈合不了，真的就是伤得很厉害。
So our emotions are telling us to do something.
所以呢，我们的这种感受、感情就会告诉我们，给我们发送一个信息，让我们要去面对它，做些什么去处理它。
And generally, when we feel negative emotions, they are telling us that there's some adjustment we need to make.
那有的时候我们那个这种感受如果是负面的话，也是会给我们释放一个信号，就是告诉我们你得要做一些调整了。
And again, in Kali Yuga, because we've lost these finer sentiments, we tend to jump to the gross emotion.
因为在这个卡利年代，我们的这种感情就不那么的细腻了，所以呢，我们经常就会跳到那种比较粗糙的这种感受里面。
So in some difficult situations, we tend to jump to anger.
就比如说在一些特殊的一些情况下，我们就会一触即发，暴跳如雷。
Whereas if we could just calm ourselves down and be a little introspective and look at our emotions, it might not actually be anger.
但是呢，如果说呢，我们如果平静下来，能够对自己有一些反思，有一些反省的话，可能我们就不会那么容易动怒了。
If I looked at the situation objectively, it might be I'm just a little frustrated.
如果我们来客观的去面对一个状况的话，进行一个分析，我们可能就会发现，其实也不是那么厉害的一种激烈的愤怒，而只不过就是，我就发现我自己只不过就是比较的沮丧，比较的有一种挫败感而已。
Or I might be a little annoyed or a little dismayed.
或者说呢，就是说，有一些那个情绪低落， 或者说有一些这个 恼怒、只不过是这样，有点烦。
So those emotions are much easier to manage than anger.
那么像那种程度比较轻的那种情绪的话，那 就比起这个愤怒的话，那就要容易处理的多了。
And again, the problem is we tend to jump to anger, and anger is actually described as the foremost energy, the foremost enemy in spiritual realization.
那有的时候呢 我们就不懂得去控制，就是一下子就蹦到了那个就是暴怒的那种状态，或者说愤怒的这个状态，而实际上据说呢，这个愤怒实际上是阻碍我们灵性觉悟的一个最大的敌人。
Srimad Bhagavatam is described in the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj how his brother Uttama had been killed by the Yakshas.
就是在《山田伯家瓦谈》里面呢，就是讲到了这段逍遥时光，就是Dhruva Maharaj 的这个弟弟，就是被那些 Yaksha 食人族给那个杀了，所以呢，他就非常的愤怒。
And he became extremely angry, and he began to attack the Yakshas who had killed his brother.
所以呢，他就非常的愤怒，在盛怒之下呢，他就去攻击那些 Yakshas, 想为自己的弟弟报仇。
And he began to slay many, many, many hundreds and thousands of these Yakshas.
所以他就杀了可以说是成百上千的这上万的这些 Yakshas.
And Swayambhu Vimano had to descend and try to pacify Dhruva Maharaj.
然后 Swayambhu Vimano 呢，他不得不 Swayambhu Vimano 就不得不亲自的就是降临，然后来这个抚慰这个 Dhruva Maharaj.
And he asked them to please control your anger.Because anger is the foremost enemy in spiritual realization.
所以他就这样抚慰禅师说呢，你一定要控制自己的愤怒，因为呢，这个愤怒是那个自我灵性觉悟的一个最大的敌人。
So anger can be our enemy, but it can also be used in Christian service.
所以呢，愤怒呢，它可以是我们的敌人，但是同时呢，也可以把这个愤怒，用到这个奉爱服务当中去。
We understand that, Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to invoke his sense of duty and to invoke his anger to fight.
那我们也看到了，在《薄伽梵歌》里面，Krishna 他向 Arjuna 讲述了这个《薄伽梵歌》呢，其实就是想要激发他去履行自己作战的职责，那么要作战的话，必须要有这种愤怒的这种情绪，所以呢，他也是激起了Arjuna 的这个愤怒。
And similarly, Hanuman exhibited his anger to serve Lord Ramachandra.
同样的，这个哈努曼，神猴哈努曼，他为了去服务他的主人 Ramachandra, 他也是动用了他的这个愤怒。用这种愤怒来做这个服务。
And so that is anger in Shuddhashattva, in pure unalloyed goodness, in the devotional service of the Lord.
那么这个实际上就是 Shuddhashattva, 意思就是说纯粹的善良形态当中的愤怒。那这样的一种愤怒就可以用来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
And Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he would exhibit his anger towards his disciples.
那有的时候 Srila Prabhupada他也会向他的门徒去表达愤怒。
But we understand how, and I can see practically in Prabhupada's behavior, how he could be angry at one moment, and the next minute the anger is completely gone.
那我们看到是帕帕的这个愤怒可以说是收放自如。他动怒的时候，他可以是勃然大怒，但是一瞬之间，这个怒气就消失得无影无踪。
At one moment he could be as hard as a thunderbolt, and the next moment as soft as a rose.
在这一刻，他可以像是一个霹雳一样，但是在下一刻，他又柔软的像一朵莲花。
So in our conditional state, our anger is somewhat different.
但是呢，我们都是一些备受局限的灵魂，所以我们这个愤怒就是另外一种情形了。
We will experience when we're in the modes of material nature, how that anger actually pollutes our body.
我们都有这样的感受，当我们被这个物质自然形态所覆盖的时候，我们的这个愤怒就立刻污染了我们的全身。
Srila Prabhupada describes it as the Rudra principle, that you become very tense in the chest and your fists clench.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 他有这个描述，他说就是这样的一种愤怒的这个状态就是 Rudra, 就 Rudra 的这个原则，就是原理。就是说呢，在你愤怒的时候，你的胸口就非常的紧，然后非常的沉重，然后你还紧握的这个双手，就是握成了这个拳头，这个胸口非常紧，这个都是一种愤怒的真相，叫 Rudra 原理。
That anger and tension will remain locked within your body for some time.
然后呢，这种愤怒，这种紧张感呢，它就会被封闭在你的身体里面，然后要延续很长一段时间。
And it's very unproductive for our spiritual life.
对于我们的灵性的这个进步来说呢，是起着巨大的这个反作用的。
So, it's kind of a classic picture. When you think of marriage, you think of two couples having big arguments and fights.
我们可以想象一个非常经典的画面，只要一说到夫妻两个人，说到婚姻的话，我们脑子里经常跳出这样的一个画面，这个夫妻两个，一男一女，两个面对面的，怒气冲冲的瞪着对方，好像要打架一样。
And you know what? Even happy couples, they fight.
那你们知道吗？其实非常幸福快乐的夫妇，他们也会吵架的。
So it's not whether you fight, it's how you fight.And how you repair after your argument.
这个关键不是在于你们是不是吵架，而是说是怎么吵架的，还有吵架完了之后，就是在争执争论过后又是怎么样来弥补的，这个是关键。
The problem comes in when, as my husband is explaining, we get very angry about something.
就是就像我刚才我的发布时所说的一样，就是当我们对某一件事情非常生气，非常不满的时候。
So, like he was saying, we're angry because something's wrong, and we feel it needs changing, and we want to do something about it.
就是说你有的时候呢，就是有这样一个情绪上来，你就会觉得好像有什么东西不对劲。那当你有这种负面的情绪出来的时候，你就知道有什么地方不对劲了，我要去修复一下，或者我要调整一下。
But the problem is when we get too angry, it disables the rational thinking part of our brain.
但是问题就是说，如果你的怒气太大，过于愤怒的话，那你的那个理性的那个思维能力就会受阻。
So it's just like if I was to describe my hand as a picture of the brain, this lower part of my hand, it governs danger, things that are wrong, survival situations.
那如果我拿我的这个手来以就是把它比作一个大脑的话，这个大脑这个比较低的这个部分。类似于这个脑干这个位置的话，那意思它是主管一个人的那种应激能力，就是遇到困难，就是说有什么出了什么问题，有危险了，所以它这个主管这个生存本能应激反应这样。
And my thumb is like my limbic system. It senses danger, and when something's wrong.
就是我的这个大拇指呢，代表的是对危险来临的时候的一种。感受。
And then we have our thinking part of the brain, which is our cortex, and that helps us think.
然后呢，就是我们的脑质这个部分，就相当于是上面的四个手指，这个是我们的一个理性思，表示理性思维能力的这个部分。
It helps us to solve problems, figure out. Go ahead.
上面的这个大部分的这个部分，它是可以帮助我们进行理性思维，并且去这个解决问题的。
And then we have our fingernails. They're like our prefrontal cortex. They're like, try to really assess, is this dangerous? What do I need to do?
然后在这个指甲的前面四个手指的这个指甲的这个部分，其实它是一个衡量和判断，就是你要去思考，哦，这是不是危险？那我应该怎么样去做呢？怎么样反应呢？就是它是有一个判断的分辨的一个能力。What's that called? This part?
There's the cortex and then there's your prefrontal cortex.
Prefrontal cortex. This is a medical term. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter. This part thinks and this part acts.
okay. 我这是一个医学词汇哈，我估计什么大脑前叶之类的这样的一个意思，但我要确认一下。
So the problem is when you get very upset about something, what happens? When you get very upset about something, what happens is your fight, flight gets activated and it starts shooting cortisol up to your brain. And then you flip your lid and you can't use your thinking part. Just boom.
我刚才说到的就是一个前额，额叶前部这样一个医学的一个解剖学里面的一个词语哈。那意思就是说呢，就是当你遇到一个危险的时候，你就这个反应就非常的迅速，就是有一种很强的一种应激反应，然后那个就是非常大的一个反应就变成一个信号往脑部的这个上半部分进行传送，然后呢你的那个上面的那个理性的思维的这个部分的话，它马上就会有所反应，哎，到底是怎么回事，我应该怎么样办，我应该怎么样去解决。
So when the thinking reasoning part of your brain gets flooded with this cortisol, you don't respond well. You say things you don't mean.
所以呢就说如果说你过于愤怒的话，那么你的这个理性思维的这个部分，脑质的这个部分呢，它就会被覆盖掉，然后它就不能正常的去用理性的方式去解决问题了，你就会说一些其实你自己不想说的话。
So when you're very angry, it's a very bad time to resolve a conflict.
所以说呢，当一个人当特别愤怒的时候，其实这个是解决问题的一个非常不好的时刻。
And we often notice in couples, there'll be one of the couples who just wants to, they realize they can't deal with it when they're very angry, and they want to go away and have a break. And the other one's going saying, no, we have to work this out.
我们经常会见到这样的情形，比如说一对夫妇，他们两个起了这个冲突，然后都挺生气的，然后有一个人呢，他会马上本能的知道，现在我们不能在这个时候去解决问题。所以他就选择逃开，他想静一静，一个人待着，不能跟对方在一起。但是还有另外一个人呢，经常是穷追不舍，砸着拳头，非得要说，我们现在就把这个问题解决了，你不能走。
So many of the problems that couples come to us with, they've been created at such times when anger just gets rid of the reasoning part of the brain.
就是很多这只有夫妇来到我们面前去解决他们的冲突问题，往往就是在这样的一种情况下，就是说他们正好是在气头上的时候，这个愤怒的这个巨浪冲到了这个脑部，把这个理性思维的这个部分全部都给淹没了，所以他们在愤怒之下没有办法进行这种理智的思维。
So during these times when we've flipped our lids, we actually need to take a break.
所以呢，当我们这个就是说在特别生气的时候， 这个时候就其实就要歇一歇，暂停，暂停一下。啊，就是你正好就是说是火冒三丈的时候，这个时候就得马上要暂停。
Because no matter how advanced you are in spiritual life, if that cortisol has flooded your brain, it's going to take you minimum 20 minutes before it's going to drip out and you can think again. Minimum.
就是说当不管是你在灵性上面有多么进步多么精进，一旦这个火气上来的时候涌到你的这个大脑的这个部位然后把这个前额叶都给覆盖掉了，那你至少需要20分钟的时间才能静得下来，就跟那个海潮一样，才慢慢的退潮平静下来。
So if you have any hope of dealing with your conflicts and problems, take that break and don't do it when you're what we call escalated, flooded with cortisol.
那就是说，如果说呢，在这个你们是知道的。双方都知道，当你们发生这个冲突的时候，这样的一些矛盾是可以得到解决的。那么，你就不要在两个人都火冒三丈的时候硬要去解决它，而应当要歇一歇，停顿一下，在比较平静的时候再去解决。因为呢，就像我们刚才所说的一样，在这个愤怒的时候，这个理性思维的这个区间完全被淹没了，得要20分钟的时候才能够回归原状，才能平静恢复理智。
But the problem is, when you're in that state, you forget that you're supposed to not fight. You forget about it. So therefore, couples actually need to discuss ahead of time what they're going to do.
就刚才我漏掉说一个，就是正在升级这个争吵啊。还有这冲突在升级的时候，这个时候千万不要硬要解决什么问题，一定要吵出一个名堂来，这是绝对是就是做不到的。在这个时候，你的那个肾上腺皮质酮就涌上来了所以呢，就是在这个时候愤怒的时候，就不要硬要去解决问题，不要稍微歇一下。
So you need to have that discussion when one of us, you know, gets overly angry, flooded with cortisol.We're going to make a little signal. Whoever can figure it out first, we're just going to make this signal, you know, time out or say some funny word, you know, chop suey, whatever it is. And that's the signal. We're taking a break.
就是一个人在愤怒的时候，在那个时候可能就忘记了我们在气头上的时候就一下子停不下来，所以有一些事情在这之前就要有所心理准备。那么，所以呢，这两个人当中往往会有一个人会更加理性一点。那么，两人正吵在气头上的时候，一个人他可能就要做一个手势，比如说暂停啊，或者说一些幽默的话呀、滑稽的话，或者跟对方发一个信号，我们现在停止，或者说我们这个中场这个休息然后就说几句玩笑话把它先给停顿下来否则的话就会越吵越凶。
So it's very important not to continue the discussion when you feel angry and escalated.
所以当在这个愤怒一步步在不断的升级的时候，这个时候最好不要再继续讨论下去了，最好就是停一停。
Again, it's important to remember that instruction how anger can be the foremost enemy in spiritual life.
而且呢，在这个时候呢，你要是能够记得，就是愤怒是我们的灵性生命的最大的这个敌人之一。这样的一个教导我们要牢记在心里就可以提醒我们。
And however, at the same time, it's a real emotion that we're experiencing.
那么与此同时呢，的确我们也真切地感受到了这样的一种情绪的冲击。
And some person, place, or thing has evoked that emotion within us.
You can feel the emotion in your...inside, is that what
we can feel it and it's very real.
我们能够从我们的内在能够感受到我们的这种情感的，而且是非常的真实。
And the question is how to take that emotion out of ignorance and passion and move it towards goodness and pure goodness.
那这样的一种情绪情感其实也是非常真实的，但是在这种时候我们要知道怎么样把它从这个愚昧形态还有激情或者情欲形态的这种影响当中拔出来，上升到善良形态，并进一步达到纯粹的善良形态。
Because in the ultimate sense, nothing happens without the will of the Lord.
因为从终极而言的话，没有主的意志的话，什么都不可能发生。
So some situation might happen, maybe Uttama was ironing and she burnt a hole in my best dhoti.
我们举一个例子，比如说 Uttama 买了几套。
Divorce.
他那个印衣服，然后呢，他一不小心就把我最喜欢的一件dhoti给烫坏了，烫了一个大洞。举例来说。
So I could think, okay, my dear Lord Krishna, why has this happened?
你可以这么想啊，我亲爱的 Krishna, 为什么这样的事情会发生在我头上呢？
Maybe Krishna is trying to teach me some tolerance and patience.
Krishna 可能现在就是在教我了，怎么样耐心，怎么样容忍。
So I can, as Uttama was saying, I can try to de-escalate.
然后就像是乌特曼，他刚才所说的一样，就是你就可以把它降下来，降级降下来 ，escalate 是上升 ，de-escalate 就是把它降下来，像电梯给它降下来。
And I can try to express that emotion in a constructive, non-confrontational way.
然后我可以一种比较平和的，不容易激发起冲突的，这种语气。来表达我此时的感受，解释给他听。
So conflict's inevitable, and it's important that we bring up things that are bothering us.
就是说呢，就是如果说对于我们来说非常重要的事情是一定要讨论或者谈开的，那么这个时候呢，哪怕是发生一些冲突，这个也是合理的，在所难免。
So if we want to bring up something, it's very important to say it softly and bring it up gently.
但是呢，当我们要去说某一件事情的时候，我们依然还是要提这件事情的时候，还是要以一种比较温和的这种方式去说。
Use a soft start.
你从这个非常温柔的语气开始。谈这件事情。
The first 3 minutes of a conversation is very critical. Whatever tone it starts in, it's going to end in.
就是两个人有可能发生冲突的一件事情，要是去讨论的话，最前面的三分钟是非常非常重要的，决定性的作用。前三分钟如果是非常的温和的，柔和的。那么最后这个结局肯定也是非常非常柔和平静的。
Okay, so we want to start soft, and then instead of just complaining, we want to request what we need.
就是一开始语气首先要注意要比较的温柔，然后呢就是千万不要去抱怨。然后但是呢你可以用这种柔和的语气去表达自己的请求，自己的这种需求。
Blaming isn't very productive, even if I did burn the dhoti.
就是即便是我真的把他的dhoti给烧糊了的话，那这样的一种抱怨其实也是非常无效的。
So, you know, my husband could say, oh, that was my favorite dhoti. I'm, you know, really disappointed.
那这个我的丈夫他可以这么说啊，这可是我最喜欢的一件 dhoti, 真的很失望。
Is there any way you can patch it or, you know, cut it out and sew it back together or whatever.
然后呢他可以这么说，你能不能想办法把它修补一下呀，是不是把这块烧糊的地方给它剪去，然后你再怎么样缝缝补补给它还原呀，可以吗？
Would make a great white sari.
Yes.
然后他想法不开玩笑说可以把它做成一件白色的非常漂亮的纱丽。
And then, you know, if he brings up something or I bring up something, it's very important that the other one, you know, accepts how the person feels.
嗯，就是说不管是他要说点什么，或者是我要提些什么的话，就是在这里有一件非常重要的事情，就是说你要去接受对方此时的一种情绪，就是他的感受，你要接受。
And that we take responsibility for at least our little part of the problem.
嗯，另外的话，我们要勇于去承担自己应该承担的那个责任，哪怕它很小。
Now, we're all going to blow it, and sometimes we're going to get angry, and we're going to say things we don't mean.
但有的时候我们还是会绷不住的，有的时候一不小心还是会就是发火，或者说就是说有一些失态，说一些不该说的话，这种时候都是有的。
Or I am going to space out and burn the dodie.
或者我甚至 I'm going to burn the dodie. You mean that's when you're angry?
No, like maybe I just spaced out and I held it there too long. I was thinking,
okay.
You know.
Yes, yes, okay. 就是那比如说我把他的那个 dodie 给烫坏了，可能就是我在烫衣服的时候心不在焉的所以说在想别的事情，停的时间太长了，就把他的 dodie 给糊了，烧糊了。
So when these inevitable things happen, we need to repair it fairly quickly.
那么当这种不可避免的事情发生的时候呢，我们必须要迅速的弥补。
We need to apologize or listen to the other person's feelings or try to understand them or whatever it is that the situation needs.
就是在这种情况下要马上向对方道歉然后呢对对方的这种各种反应这种情绪表示理解然后 说一些这个比较安慰的这个话呀这样的反正不管是在什么样特殊的情况下根据当时的这个情况要立刻的做出一些弥补。
So happy couples aren't ones that never fight, they're ones that repair well.
就是所以说呢幸福快乐的夫妇不是说他们就不吵架了而是说他们即便是在吵架冲突之后他们的这种修补是非常弥补非常的快迅速而且就是弥补的非常的好
And they're careful not to engage when they're very angry
而且呢他们会避免在就是怒气最盛的时候去做一些什么
So that means that we each have to take responsibility for calming ourselves when we're angry.
那换句话说呢，就是当我们生气发火的时候，我们每一个人都是有责任要让自己平静下来的。
So we need to recognize what do I do when I get angry and what's the best way to calm myself. Everybody's a little different.
所以呢每一个人其实都是不太一样的每个人都得要就是要找到解决自己的愤怒的方法比如说我生气的时候我应当做些什么才能让自己平静下来
You probably want to go at least in different rooms
有可能比如说这两个人在屋子就不在一块待着了
And stop thinking about the problem I mean, he said this and I'm You're not going to calm down like that Stop thinking about it.
而且呢，不要这个脑子还在不断的转悠着刚才两个人冲突的这些事情，想的越多呢，这个就越火。所以你不要老想着它，然后否则的话呢，你的这个怒气就降不下来了，人不可能平静下来。
It's good to do a little bit of deep breathing, because usually when you get angry, your heart rate goes up. So, you know, just to calm your heart, you know, take those deep breaths.
那就是当你特别生气的时候，这个心跳也会加速，所以你可以做一个深呼吸，或者说在这个时候呢，就是可以 deep breathing. Is that what you read?
Breathing.
然后就是有一个深呼吸，深呼吸，然后就让自己放松下来。
And then do whatever it is that calms you. Read a book, go for a walk, sing at the top of your lungs, whatever works for you.
你可以根据自己的情况，可以去看一本书，或者到外面去散散步，去呼吸一下新鲜的空气，这样子呢，就让自己的这个情绪平复下来了。Then
when both of you are calm, you can come back together, and you can try to hear each other's side of the story.
然后呢，当两个人的这个火气都过去之后， 都平静下来了，你们可以坐在一起，各自说各自的，各自的这方面的想法，交流一下。So
it's good if you take turns trying to understand each other. Just listen to the other person and try to let them know that you understand them.
所以呢，两个人就可以，就是轮流的去说一下自己的想法，然后对方呢，表示对方的这个理解，两个人互相的理解，一方面倾听对方的话，另外一方面同时也表达对对方的这个理解，相互的轮流的。And
when you're the one who's speaking, just speak about your own feelings. Not you did this and you did that. Just go, I feel upset when whatever, you know.
就是说两个人在一起说，比如说我要讲我的感受的时候，不要马上就批评对方，说你这样，你那样，这个肯定就糟了。你要说你自己，就比如说呢，当这样子的情况的时候呢，我通常就会，就是情绪就会非常的不好，或者说我会非常不高兴，我会容易生气等等。
Rupa Goswami, he describes in his description of six loving exchanges, two very important ones, which are to reveal your mind in confidence and hear in confidence.
那Rupa Goswami呢, 在讲到了奉献者之间六种非常重要的相互的交流的时候, 有一对是非常的重要的, 就是敞开心扉, 聆听对方向你吐露心声, 这两个都很重要。
So we may have some conflict, and rather than argue, if we can constructively try to understand each other, that is actually a Vaishnava loving exchange.
那如果说我们发生了冲突，那就是不要去争执，去批评对方，而是说去聆听对方的想法。这个时候呢，实际上就是一种非常好的 Vaishnava 之间的爱的交流。
We may disagree and disagree strongly, but if we can understand each other with respect, Rupa Goswami describes that that's a loving exchange.
就是说呢，即便是两个人的这种观点非常的不一致，而且是南辕北辙，差异特别的大，但是呢，如果说你能够去倾听对方，对对方表示理解的话。 从Rupa Goswami 的原则来而言的话，这也是一种爱心交流。And
he describes that as a loving exchange and devotional service.
他说的是在奉爱服务当中的爱心交流。So
if we're trying to resolve this conflict, this argument, on the basis of a loving exchange, a respectful loving exchange,
所以如果我们是基于对双方的这种尊重和这种爱，然后以这种爱心交流的这种方式去解决我们的冲突和矛盾的话，那这个效果就很好了。We
can understand how if you engage in devotional service to the Supreme Lord, the ocean of material existence can shrink to the amount of water in the hoof print of a calf.
所以你可以看到，如果说 我们去做这个奉爱服务，那这个奉爱这个服务就像是一个海洋一样，这个时候呢，这种物质 物质的这个问题呢就马上就缩小了，物质的痛苦就缩小成了一个小牛犊的小牛蹄所踩出来的一洼小水洼。
In conflict, if we can de-escalate and respectfully understand each other, then the conflict shrinks and we can easily cross over it.
我们可以把这个冲突把它降下来，把这个矛盾把它减少，所以呢，变得小了之后，我们就很容易的就逾越了，就可以跨过我们的这种冲突而达到和谐。
And it's interesting in terms of research on marriage, what couples fight about, it's not so much the issue.
当有一些科学家他们对于这个夫妻双方之间的这种矛盾进行冲突进行调查的时候，发现这个其实这个问题的本身就是究竟具体是一个什么样的一个事件并不是最重要。
Generally, what amplifies the issue at hand is somehow one or both of them don't feel understood, don't feel respected, or don't feel loved.
就是有的时候本来是一件不是很大的事情，但是它会放大，变得很大而难以解决。其实主要还是因为夫妻双方他们感觉到自己没有被对方所理解，没有被对方所爱， not being loved, not being understood, and
respected.
还有就是说感觉到不被尊重、yeah. 就是不被爱，不被尊重，不被理解，这三点呢是主要的，是把一件甚至是很小的事情放大、yeah. 变成一个巨大的冲突的一个问题。
So that issue was like a little fire.
所以呢，本身你们两个人引起冲突的这件事情，本来可能就是一个小火苗。
And when we feel unloved or unheard, that's like pouring gasoline on the fire.
当我们觉得我们不被爱，然后呢，对方也不听我的，那这个时候就好像是往那个小火苗上面浇那个汽油一样，火上浇油，就越烧越旺了。
So happy couples, when they're having a discussion, they listen, they accept influence from each other, and they accept each other.
所以呢，一对非常幸福快乐的夫妇的话，他们出现一些不同意见的时候，他们就会去讨论，然后去聆听对方，他们也接受对方的意见，理解对方的感受。
So acceptance doesn't meanagreeing, approving, giving up and letting them have it their way, or even liking what's going on. That's not what acceptance means.
接受并不表示说我完全同意你的观点，不管你做什么我都表示认可，并不是这样的一个含义。
It simply means seeing reality as it is, accepting your partner'sthoughts and feelings.
只不过就是承认这个现实状况就是这样，然后你去接受你的配偶的他的感受。
As well as anything that's going on in the world, like COVID, you can be all stressed out and having arguments, but you have to accept that it's there.
这个就好像是我们现在那个新冠病毒一样的，你可能也会感到非常的难受，甚至会有这种冲突的这种情绪，但是你也没办法，这个是一个客观的事实，你也只能是接受。所以夫妇两个人之间的关系也是这样子的。
Because that accepting creates connection.
因为这样的一种相互彼此之间的接受呢，就可以创造一种相彼此的连接和这种连通。
And it even createsacceptance with this is just what's happening and Grisha's arranged it for some reason and that relieves us from suffering.
然后就是以这样的一种接受客观现实的这种心态让自己平复下来，让自己的这种痛苦减少。
So then once you both feel heard, then you can brainstorm some ways to solve the problem.
那么当你感觉到不再那么的受到伤痛的时候，这个时候就可以想办法来解决双方之间的这种不这种意见的不同或者说冲突。
But you know what? 69% of up to 69% of couples' problems can't always be solved.
你们知道吗？其实夫妻两个人其实多达69%的问题都是可以得到解决的。
Especially if they involve some sort of value or just the way we are.
特别是涉及到一些价值观的一些问题的时候，那就是双方只能是就是接受我们本来的那个样子，也不能强求。
In those cases, you just have to manage how you're going to deal with your differences.
在这种情况下，你只要学会去面对双方的这个差异就好了。
Like my husband's just a fanatic of being early, and it gets annoying for me. I don't always want to be super early, but we just like manage it, you know.
然后我比如说我们两个有一个特别大的差异，比如说我的丈夫他就是说做什么事情都要提前很久，简直是有一些这个狂热分子的样子。可是我呢却不喜欢那么早，我想干嘛做一件事情要提前这么多个小时就要去，那没办法呀，双方都改不了，所以我只能说去面对他，就是去接受我们之间的差异，并且去坦然的接受。
So this conflict existed for 49 years. We didn't fix it yet because he's him and I'm me.
这个49年了，我们这个冲突一直没有得到根本的解决，因为他就是他，我就是我，那我们两个在这点上面性格使然，我们没有办法达成一致。
Man being early is everywhere, woman being late is everywhere.
对啊，在乔然法布说世界上不管是哪一个角落，这个男的都是很早，做什么事情都是赶早不赶晚的，女人总是拖拖沓沓的，总是爱迟到。
But we compromise, we make adjustments, we add a little humor, we figure it out, you know?
但是呢，我们相互都退让一步，也有些妥协，有的时候呢就用一些幽默呀，一些玩笑啊，把这个问题就打发掉了。
So you need to have conflicts because you need to work things out, but you have to fight in the mode of goodness and you have to be accepting of your partner.
因为要解决问题的话，冲突是在所难免的，所以冲突也是你们所需要的，但是呢你必须要学会在一种善良形态当中去面对你们的差异，然后在合适的这种时候去解决双方的这种冲突和矛盾。
So our emotions and anger, we want to utilize them so ultimately we can enter into Krishna's pastimes.
那就是我们其实最终我们还可以用我们的这种愤怒的这种感情这种情绪，然后我们要进入 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So we don't want to utilize them, so we end up like someone like Ramachandra Puri.
但是我们不希望像 Ramachandra Puri 这样的人这样以这样的一种愤怒的情绪这个告终啊，这个是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面的故事。
It's always very bitter and anger and
critical.
这 Ramachandra Puri 这个人他总是喜欢挑其他的这个毛病，尤其是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就经常的去讲各种各样的坏话，指责这个奉献者的错误啊。
So we'll open it up for questions if there are any.
现在呢我们来看一看有没有什么问题。
I would like to ask something.
Yes.
Ramachandra Puri 先问 Oh, you want to wait for this
No, I'll ask something.
Radha Shampabu 先问一个问题。
Emotions, from my experience, have different layers.
Yeah.
那我觉得从我的来看的话，我觉得一个人的那个情感是分成好多层。
They are the emotions that we express spontaneously because something triggers that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
有的时候呢，我们之所以有这么激烈的情绪反应呢，是因为某些事情的激发。
But then there's another one deeper, which may not come to the surface, which is far more substantial.
嗯哼。
但是其实还有一些是沉淀在下面的，它可能不是浮在表面的。但是这些最深层次的那种情绪或者说情感呢，其实是更加的这种实质性的一些问题。
And that deeper emotion is actually a byproduct of a very deeply rooted emotion. Another deeper emotion.
但是这种比较埋的比较深的这种 情绪实际上又是更加根深蒂固的一些更加沉在深处的一些感情的一些表现。
Which may be something that comes from childhood. From past life, from the trauma.
那这种沉淀的很深的根深蒂固埋的很深很深的那种情绪情感可能是来自于你的童年或者是来自你的这种前世或者之前的一些那种创伤。
And my question is, when the first emotion surfaces,How can we tell if there's another one behind it and deal with it?
那我的问题就是说呢，当你就是第一重情绪表达出来的时候，我们怎么样才能知道在这个第一重表面的这个情绪下面的最埋在下面这个东西到底是什么呢？我们怎么样去解决这个更深层的一些东西？因为浮在表面的东西可能只是一个表面现象，但是肯定有一种更深的。
The first way to understand that it is a trigger from a deeper one is when your response doesn't quite equal what happened.
The way you respond doesn't match the emotion.
Like you over respond to what happened.
Okay. The other person it doesn't match. 就是说就是第一个就是说。能够看出你其实还埋着更深层次的一些情绪或者情感的是，就是说你有些反应过度，你所爆发出来的那种情绪跟对方是不匹配的，就是过于激烈，有的时候甚至显得很疯狂。
And something comes to mind. It's a little bit offside. You know, sometimes.You touch someone, and they overreact, and then you discover later on someone beat them up or abused them.
那我们举个例子，比如说有的时候你碰了对方一下，然后对方反应非常的激烈啊，就是非常的愤怒或者怎么样，然后你才发现进一步去了解的时候，你才知道哦，原来对方可能之前受过什么虐待，被人家打。或者是受过非常深的那种创伤啊，所以说他就是稍稍被碰一下，他可能都会很激烈。
That's very true. It's just like if I had a cracked rib and Radha Charan came up and wanted to give me a big devotee hug.
我举个例子，就好像我这个肋骨已经断了，折了一根，但是 Radha Charan Prabhu 呢过来特别热情的。然后要紧紧的拥抱我，对我表示这种有爱，的时候，那我肯定疼的就受不了了。
I probably push him away.
我有可能就会把他往外推啊，不让他靠近我。
So sometimes individuals may have those deep emotional wounds or scars, and sometimes it may take help from a counselor.To actually help go to the deep roots of those emotions and heal those internal wounds.
其实有一些人呢，在这种情况下，可能就是说他这个曾经他的这种意识深处有非常深的这种伤口或者是伤疤。那在这种情况下面，他可以去找一些心理医生，然后由心理医生帮助他去找出他这个深层次的一些问题，然后。经过一些疗愈的这种方法，帮助他在这个精神上得到愈合。
So in our relationships, how we can deal with this is we try to be compassionate and find the pony. Do you remember we did that several weeks ago? How to reach out and find the pony, find the unmet need of the other person.
就是在这种情况下呢，我们就是说要找到那个小马，哎哎哎，the pony to find the pony.
Unmet need. Find the unmet need.
What? Sorry. Find the.
We want when a person is responding negatively, we need to be curious instead of reactive, and try to be compassionate. And see what it is they need that they're reacting negatively.
比如说有的时候我们发现对方的那个情绪反应是非常的负面的，很激烈。那么这个时候我们可以有这种好奇，去找寻一下他到底是出于什么样的一个原因，才会这样子。但与此同时，我们的内心要对他有这种怜悯和同情之心。 然后去这个想办法去了解这个背后到底是什么原因，然后去抚慰他。So
sometimes if you can just say, oh, did that bother you because of this or that, they can respond and say, no, it was because of whatever, you know.
有的时候呢，你可以跟对方说，哦，是不是因为这个原因，所以你这么难受啊？就是非常关切的去询问对方，给他们几个就是关切的那个表达，比如说你是不是因为这个原因而难受呀？然后对方他可能会说，不是，这样子也是一种交流。And
then you can ask, you know, oh, why is that? And you can just keep asking kind of why, and then maybe they can, you know, if you're very willing to hear and you're non-judgmental and you're asking it out of love, it can help them to figure it out.
那如果说你是抱着一种关爱对方的这种态度，而且你也不是随便进行评判的，而且你表达出一种非常平静的一种倾听的一种心态，那肯定是可以给对方以帮助的，可以安慰到他。你可以问为什么你会这样，为什么你会。 Yeah.
Because for emotions that are triggering you, a way to tame them is to name them.
就是说，当一个人他爆发出某一种情绪，并且反射到你这里的时候，其实很重要的去缓和他的一个方式，就是说要知道这个愤怒到底是从何而来。 相当于给他一个命名一样，知道到底是一个什么限制，你就能够去解决它。Then
once you name it, you can think, okay, it's this. Then I can do this, that, and the next thing. Otherwise, you don't realize what to do.
一旦你明确了这个愤怒到底是从何而来，到底是什么原因，那你就知道该怎么样去解决了。否则，你就会无所适从，就是说不到点子上。Now
that's a simple answer, and of course, it's very complex for some people. And that's why if it's very complex, you may need some counseling.
就是我刚才所说的是一个比较简单的一个回答，当然对有些人来说的话，这情况可能就更加错综复杂一些，那么也不那么容易得到解决，所以这样的人他可能就要去寻找像这种心理医生或者心理咨询师，去求助了。Okay?
Okay. Was there any other questions or...
Yes.
No, I'm okay. There is one comment and one question.
Okay. Hare Krishna, 就是以 Hare Krishna 感谢老师们的倾情讲课。要是做不到不抱怨、不愤怒，是否需要一定的灵性力量来净化？有时候感觉争吵之后的问题才能更清晰，甚至更有效。有时候心中的不满总是想，发泄出来才舒服，不然真的很难。 憋回去. Thank you very much for your sweet, wonderful class. Sometimes we feel that it's very difficult and even impossible to avoid complaining. So that takes a lot of purification with the spiritual powers so that we can, stop our anger. meaning not to be angry. Sometimes we feel that the problems can only be more clear after a strong argument. Sometimes conflict and arguments is even more effective. Sometimes we have a lot of anger or dissatisfactions buried in the heart. It is only after letting it out can we feel much more comfortable. Otherwise, it is very difficult to push it back in.
That's true. But we don't want to harm the other person just so we can feel better.
但是你说的是没有错, 但是你一定要知道, 不要为了让自己感觉很好, 你就伤害了对方。
There's different styles. Individuals can have different styles in how they deal with conflict according to their natures.
那不同的人呢, 他们性格也是不同, 所以, 去解决冲突的这个方式可能不同, 也有这种不同的风格。
So if both individuals in the relationship have a little more volatile style, they may be comfortable with a little more elevated tone of voice or animation.
就是说两个人要是在这个冲突或这之间他们能够变得更加的轻松活跃一点灵活一点的话可能就是 可以把更有活力一些，更活力一些，可能就是说能够把这个这样子的效果会更好一些。
You may be a little more loud and animated, but not actually so escalated.
你可以就是大声一点，或者说你的表达方式好像夸张一点，活跃一点，但是你不要让那个就是那种愤怒升级起来。
But some individuals, they need to deal with conflict in a little more calm way.
那就是说你可能比较戏剧化、激烈一点，但是有一些人他可能就喜欢比较平静的一些的这样子的一个解决方法，平和一点的解决方法。
So if your natures in dealing with conflict are quite mismatched, you're going to have to understand that and come to some common ground. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for both of you.
那如果两个人这个风格很不一样，一个比较激烈，异变，然后另外一个呢就是比较平静的、被动的，那就是说两个人就要找到一个相同的一个基点了，然后才能够和谐起来。否则的话，两个人在冲突当中是 可能会越演越烈，很难解决，根本上得到这个解决。So
she's right in that after conflict that's handled well, you do feel closer together. That's why you have to deal with conflict.
那就像你这个问题里面所说的话，有的时候真的是觉得争吵过后呢，然后就是你就觉得两个人之间的关系也更近了，更加清晰了。这个是因为你就是
So we can be upset, but we want to be sure that we don't say anything too harsh and demeaning to our partner.
就是说我们可能会去表达一些情绪，然后自己发泄一下可能会觉得舒服一些，但是你特别要非常小心的，就是对对方不要说出很重的话，或者是 让他感到羞辱的，或者是贬低他的这种话，或者是责备他的，过于责备他的这种话，这种都不应该出口，因为这样会伤害对方。Because
if they're deeply hurt, they're going to start building up resentment. And then the resentment can build up to contempt, and you might feel better, but they may be starting to build up very negative things about you. That's why we have to do it carefully.
所以呢，当你说你要这个不满要发泄你才舒服的时候，你得非常小心。你发泄你的确是舒服很多了，但是你有可能不小心就伤到了对方。于是对方的这种内心当中的怨啊、愤怒啊，它也会越积越多，然后就开始对你产生不好的这种感觉啊，然后他就反过来又针对你了。所以这样子的话，你这个冲突其实就没有办法 解决，所以呢，你就非常非常的小心。
What every couple should do is they should have a game plan for how they're going to deal with conflict.
They should have a what?
A plan.
哦，他们必须要有一个计划，啊，一个比较合适的一个计划来解决就是两个人的冲突问题。
So they can both feel confident and comfortable, they can approach that situation in a constructive way.
嗯，那一种比较有建设性的方法，要比较舒服的，也比较有信心的去做。他们应该有这样的一个计划，一起去做。
And that's going to look different for different individuals.
啊，当然这个针对不同的个人来说的话，可能就不一样了。Okay.
You want an atmosphere where you can bring up what's bothering you.
嗯，因为呢，你的确是也是需要这样的一个情况，就是你能够把你的自己的一些情绪不满的这种东西能抒发出来，把一些问题谈出来。
Was there another question, or that was the question?
No, there is another question.
哦，老师讲的特别好，也都知道，只是突如其来的时候就控制不了了，那会儿也想不了那么多了。What you just talked about is really wonderful, and I also understand what you said. But sometimes it came like a tempest, like out of a sudden, and we are out of control, and we can't think more.But to break out.
Right. That's why you need to talk about it ahead of time and have a plan. Like, what's your signal? What's your word that you're going to, just stop?
You mean when we are calm and we are okay, then we reach an agreement? That's like a signal.
Yes, when one of us starting to get, too much, the other person is going to give the signal. And then immediately you agree you're going to separate.And you're going to come back. But you have to come back and deal with it. You can't just stop and never deal with it. But you figure out what that signal is ahead of time, because you can't think when it's happening.
对，就像你说的一样，当突如其来的时候，真的是情绪就难以控制，也想不了那么多。这就是说在平常两个人比较心平气和的时候，两个人要商量一个办法，商量一个计划。比如说某一个手势，比如说两个人某一个人的情绪上来了，另外一个人立刻用手势来提醒他，因为这是两个人提前说好的嘛，或者说两个人平常讲好了，我们一旦这个火上来了，我们就各进各的房间，不要正面冲突啊。不过各进各的房间之后，还是要马上还得就过去了，这阵儿过去了之后，还是得要回来去解决问题，因为这个问题不能积压。
And that's normal. Everybody's like that.
这个真的是非常的正常的，就是每个人都是这样的呀，每个人都会有这样子的一个情况。
And this is the practice of Bhakti Yoga.
这个就叫做 Bhakti Yoga, 奉爱瑜伽的修习。
To control our mind and senses and engage in Krishna's service.
就是要很好的去控制我们的心意。控制我们的这个躯体感官，然后呢，去很好的用我们的心意感官和身体来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
To by constant practice, learn how to elevate ourselves out of the modes of passion and ignorance towards goodness and pure goodness.
我们要经常的进行这样的一些训练，这样子呢，我们就可以帮助我们自己从这个。激情或者情欲形态，还有愚昧形态，当中摆脱出来，然后上升到善良形态，然后进一步达到这个纯粹善良形态。
And those tempests in the teapot are opportunities for us to practice.
其实就是在这样的一种突如其来的愤怒的当中，如果你控制得好的话，那其实这个就是一个非常好的自我训练，这是灵修当中的一个很重要的部分。
And we may not get it right the first time, or the second time, or the third time.
那这是一个训练的过程，自我训练过程，可能第一次、第二次、第三次都没有成功，都没有解决问题。But you should figure out.
Keep trying.
那你要继续的尝试，好，不要气馁。
And when Krishna sees that we are trying, he can help us. He will help.
当 Krishna 他看到我们非常努力的在尝试。Krishna 会帮助我们的。Krishna is a person.
Right. And just like Garuda came to help that little sparrow.
啊，就像这个 Garuda, 他就，这个那个小麻雀，这个不是那个因为那个填那个海嘛，然后那个 Garuda 看到这个小麻雀那个那么无助，就飞下来帮他了。
All right. We have any more questions or we should end here?
啊，下一个问题来自 Harry Vamsadas。昨晚我与我妻子因为孩子是否换尿湿的裤子愤怒吵架了，后来又带着气不平静的睡了。这种沟通方式有效，但很伤彼此。Other the Chinese was not written.But I think I understand what he means. He said, last night, me and my wife, just because of something of changing diapers for the babies, we got angry and we fought with each other. Then both of us went to bed, with an unpeaceful mood. Looks like this kind of, communication works, and it's,it's very harmful to each other. Maybe
so,
they fight and they solve the problem, but it hurts each other.
Well, it sounds as like they went to bed without repairing. So then first thing in the morning, they should repair.
那听你这么说，你说你带着气不平静的睡了，那看来还是没有把问题真正的得到这个解决。那么如果是这样的话，你们应该在第二天早上起来的时候，第一件事情就把这个问题，两个人的情绪问题给解决了。
Just apologize for your part of the problem. You can always find something to apologize for. How you said it or, you know, whatever.
每个人都要自省，总是得要从自己身上找到一些问题，然后去向对方表示道歉。可能是因为自己说话的一些问题，或者哪句话说的不妥当啦，哪怕是再小的一个不是，你也可以找出来向对方那个去道歉。
Isn't there a saying, never go to bed angry?
是有这么一句话的，不要怒气冲冲的睡觉。
But if you're too angry to deal with it properly, better to go have a good sleep and deal with it properly later. So it depends.
但有的时候火实在是太大了，也解决不了，那只好是先带着气儿睡觉，睡完了以后再来解决，再来冲突，再来解决这个冲突，只能是这样了。
You can be like a director in a video.
你就好像是一个在做一个那个视频那个时候，你可以像一个导演一样，拍一个视频导演。
You can say, let's go back and do that scene again. How can we make it better?
你就好像就像一个导演一样，我们现在把刚才这个场景再倒回去，重新的演一遍，然后我们看看重新处理一下的话，是不是效果会更好。
Rewind and do it over.
对，就是说好像倒带一样，倒回去之后，重新再修复一遍，重新做一遍。
I often use the analogy of the video with her. I say, wait a minute, let's rewind the tape for a minute.
就像拉拉香帕布有的时候就这样，就马上说暂停，我们现在把这个倒回去，就是说把那个袋子倒回去，倒回去再看看到底哪里出了问题，然后能不能重新修改一下啊，就这样一个。Arivansa Prabhu continued with that. He said, through this kind of fighting, my wife, 我先把中文说一下，通过这种吵架，我妻子也承认内心深处有功课要处理，但吵架当时她不愿说出为什么。第二天早上， Also through this kind of fighting, my wife admitted that she did have some problems buried in the heart. That's the homework she needs to deal with personally. But when they had the fight, she didn't want to say why. And the next morning when I ran after her to ask why, she still didn't want to say why. So it seems that as what you mentioned about buried, there's a deeper level of problem emotions, but his wife refused to speak, to say something.
But then later they found a time when he could find out?
那你又说第二天早上问他，他还是不愿意说为什么？那之后有没有再解决这个问题呢？ So if you have, do you have anything like some people just refuse to speak up because of her nature or something? So in that case, what to do?
Just keep trying to be kind and accepting until they can feel comfortable.
Melt her. 就是我刚才帮你问了一个问题，就是说那个。 那对于这样的一种性格的人来怎么办呢？就是你怎么说，你怎么询问他也是不愿意讲的。那他记得就是说，那你就继续的，就是对他非常好，非常的，就是表达这种爱，然后让他非常的放松，让他得到这种安慰，然后慢慢的融化了，他就会讲的。
Okay.
Especially for Chinese. Chinese are, most of the Chinese somehow just bury a lot of things.
Guarded, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like because, when we are children, we were taught to, you know, always to behave properly. But, right. You know, children are children, so we don't have the, children don't have a chance to really express themselves, or when they express, they get a lot of criticism from everywhere, or even fighting, right. Or beating up or something. So gradually, you bury it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
我说我们中国很多人都是有这种问题，就非常的内向，可能跟童年的时候有关。我们从小都被教育要怎么样行为举止，怎么样做一个好学生呀，一个好孩子呀。 但是呢，其实心里面有好多事，好多的这个问题都没有得到解决，或者说你调皮一下就挨打呀之类的，就被人批评啊、责备啊。所以说，很多小孩其实是从小童年的这种缘故，所以就慢慢越来越内向，长大了以后也就带着这些心理问题。So
maybe on one of the other sessions, we'll do something on how to parent in a better way so that doesn't happen to your kids.
就是我们可能会另外再找一个时间来专门来讲，就是说作为父母的话，应该怎么样很好的对待自己的孩子，而不至于对孩子在他童年的时候对他造成这种伤害。Okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you. 那我们非常的感谢Uttama Mata及和Partha Prabhu今天又以一个非常重要的一个话题给了我们很多很多的启示。那两周之后依然是在星期天晚上七点半的时候，我们再一次来聆听他们给我们的指导。Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Can I
you're welcome to ask if there's anything in particular devotees would like us to discuss, and you can let us know so we can plan for it sometime. So,
okay.
那么我们这个大家奉献者听完课，不管是今天现场听的还是之后听录音的，可能会结合自己或者结合你周围的情况，会有一些问题。这些问题你们可以把它发过来，然后请这个两位。 奉献者专门老师专门在找一个时间来回答你们的这些问题，或者说专门设一个主题来讲你们问的这些问题都是可以的。
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna. 晚安。
Hare Krishna.